Today we're doing a yin-yang class on yin-yang theory for the Attention Economy series. Hi, I'm Melissa and this is Yoga with Melissa. Today we are doing a yin-yang class, which means the first 30 minutes is going to be yin, long held postures, 5 minute holds in yin poses. And then the second portion is going to be yang. It's going to be hatha style class with a little bit of flow in it. For the second part of the class, you're going to need two blocks and a strap. And for the yin portion, you might want to put down an extra blanket over your mat just for some extra cushioning. I'm kind of wishing I lugged one out here now that I'm out here, not when I was walking in. Let's get started with wide knee child's pose. If you have knee issues and ankle issues and that's just too much weight pouring through your knees and ankles, then you're going to lie on your back with your knees wide on your back, and it's useful to put your feet against a wall if you have that, holding on behind your knees, and that'll take the pressure off your knees and your ankles. So make sure you look after your body. So we're talking about yin and yang energy today in the attention economy. And this is part of our attention economy series. So in the attention economy, brands and living and breathing human beings compete for continual growth of likes and followers on different platforms, whether it be YouTube or podcasts on iTunes, Facebook or Instagram or Snapchat. All of our self-worth, well, not all of our self-worth, but sometimes our self-worth is tied to the number of followers that we have and the likes that we have. And each of us, whether we're an individual human being or a company, is vying for the same amount of limited attention. We all have the same opportunity to connect with anyone, anywhere on the planet. And there is this kind of myth that we can all experience continual growth of opportunity, likability, and social capital. And we're going to be exploring that myth in today's yin-yang class. And if you know anything about yin-yang theory, you might kind of have an idea of where this is going to go. For now, just settle into your why need child's pose. So let your breath come into your low back, your side ribs. Breathing out completely. Just feeling this pose from the inside, notice where you're feeling it in your body. letting your belly be super soft. Okay, so very slowly, because we've been in the pose for 5 minutes, you're going to gently come out of the pose, and we'll just lie on our backs for a moment to allow the chi to circulate through your body. And just feel the chi moving through your body, particularly along the inner thighs, where you were pulling and pressurizing the tissues. Along the liver, kidney, and spleen meridians. And then we're going to come back into that wide knee child's pose, or if you're taking it on your back, you're going to draw your knees into your chest. We're going to come into a side bend, so you could still do that on your back and just add your arms overhead, maybe even take your opposite arm and add to that side bend by just gently tugging on your wrist. So we're coming back into the wide knee child's pose with a side bend. We'll walk over to the left to begin so that we're stimulating the right gallbladder and right gallbladder meridian. And we're going to just review the principles of yin here to begin. So the most important thing, the first principle of yin is to choose an appropriate edge. That just means to be in the posture, to receive the posture rather than to, you know, be striving and trying to do the posture. So to just gently ease yourself into the posture. And then once we're in the posture, we soften. So can you soften your face? Soften your jaw, maybe soften in around your shoulders, maybe soften your breath. And this allows the chi to flow down and into the meridian lines. And then also we resolve to be still, not that we have to hold ourselves still. I mean, the body still moves with breath. But that we just promise ourselves not to fidget or move to deepen the posture or back out of the posture. That we, once we found that appropriate edge, we're just going to ride the breath, and if the posture naturally deepens, we'll flow into it. But we're just going to be still. We're not going to fidget. We're not going to scratch. We're not going to, mostly fidget. We're just going to be still. And then we stay for a while. That's why you use the timer. And the best reason I like to use for that is that if you go to acupuncture, they don't take the needles, put them in, and then take them right out. We stay so that we pull and pressurize the tissues to affect the deeper connective tissues and to affect the meridian channels, and that takes time. That's a yin thing. So just check in with your jaw and notice if there's tightening in your jaw. Can you make more space between your teeth? Can you let your tongue float in your mouth? And if you notice your stomach gurgling or saliva being produced in your mouth, then that's your rest and digest system, your parasympathetic nervous system turning on. That's a good thing. Okay, you're going to slowly make your way out of the pose on this side, and we'll just come back onto our backs and let the chi flow again. Feel the rebound. Also, just check in and notice how the energy is accumulating, how you're gathering the yin here. And then we'll do wide knee child's pose on the other side. And again, you can take that on your back here and do the side bend on the other side on your back if you have knee issues. So this time you're going to walk your arms over to the right. And sit back. So check in again and see if you can soften, maybe through the back of your neck and your shoulders. Can you take a deeper exhale through your low ribs? And when your mind starts wandering and thinking about other things, just bring it back to your internal experience, the sensations in your bodies, the movement of your breath. And very gently, you're going to release this posture on this side. And we'll come back again to lie on your back to feel the rebound. For the next pose, we're going to be doing Sphinx pose. So if this bothers your neck or your shoulders, your upper back, then you could take legs up the wall instead. I want to do it to pull the qi in the kidneys. So come over onto your stomach. And place your elbows underneath your shoulders and just find a comfortable position. Relax your low back. Relax your buttocks. You can even, if you've got neck issues, you can even use a block here and rest your head on the block as well. So we were talking in the attention economy, how we are, whether we are human beings or whether we are companies, we are kind of grasping for continual growth of popularity, likability, and social capital. However, the truth is, this idea of continual growth or never-ending growth is not possible, especially when you look in the natural world. Things grow in the summer or through the day, and then in the fall and winter they die off, or at night things go to sleep. So we know from our experience of yin yoga, from the theories of yin yang and Taoism, that continual growth is not possible. And as I just said, the sun comes up in the morning, but it doesn't stay up at its highest point in the sky forever. Just past noon, it begins its descent into afternoon, and in the evening, it becomes dark again, and hopefully we rest in the evenings and we go to sleep at night. The tide comes in, and then it goes out. The moon waxes, and then it wanes. Our lives and our experience of the world we live in is in constant flux. And this is how yin and yang is. They're not fixed identities. They're constantly shifting and moving and changing. So we're going to come down and rest on our bellies here. And then we're going to do a cow's face for our next pose, but I know it's not the best for everybody's knees or hips. So I'm going to give you an option first for cow's face. The option is you can take it on your back and cross your right leg over your left and draw your left knee into your chest, just like so. Okay. Otherwise, I'm going to encourage you to come up. Sit up and use a block to fill some space, and you can cross your right leg over your left leg and sit back on your block for cow's face today. I don't really have a plan here for your arms, so I do have a plan for it later, but it's for the yang part, so we'll just sit with your arms. So in this yin portion of the class, we're exploring the constantly changing qualities of yin and yang. So yin is constantly changing into yang, and yang is constantly changing into yin. And this may be so things may be more yin for a time and then more yang for a time. So, for example, dawn, when it's becoming dawn, it's yang, but dawn is a more yin time of morning, even though morning is a yang time. Does that make sense? Yeah. So yin qualities are quiet and receptive, tolerant, passive, non-manipulative, and still. But yang qualities are manipulative, directing, improving, achieving, controlling, and becoming. And neither is one better than the other. We need both. We need, you know, if we were always in our yin state, quiet and receptive and tolerant, reflective and passive, that would not be great. We need sometimes when we're in our get up and go qualities. But also when we're always in our get up and go qualities, then we're going to exhaust ourselves. So we need both. So when we practice yoga styles like yin yoga, we develop the receptivity and the reflection. We just allow our practice to be, and we don't try to control the practice or the outcome. We'll experience it unfolding as it will. So I like how yin yoga teacher Josh Summers, and you guys can all check out his podcast, which is excellent. I love listening to it on my morning walks. Just look him up. Josh Summers has a really cool name that I can't think of it right now. But if you look him up, Yin Yoga, Josh Summers on your podcast things, I'm sure you'll find him. He describes it as asking our inner control freak to take a break. So when we practice yin yoga, we may experience relaxation, or we might experience, sometimes when we practice more yin styles, it nourishes the yang. So it's like filling the well. So we get that nourishment and gathering of our qi so that the yang can be expressed. So you may come away from your yin practice feeling more energized. And that's why I like to start the yin yang classes with the yin, because it gathers in the qi, so we have the energy to practice the yang portion of the class. Just about another minute in this on this side. But before we come out, we're going to do, actually maybe we will in this last minute, we'll do some yang style practices. So just put your hands on the top of your head and we'll do Exhale, side bend, inhale, center. Exhale, side bend, inhale, center. So we'll just start introducing a little bit of yang movement here, just in the thoracic spine. And then we'll rotate and let these movements be small. The thoracic spine, you know, that part of the spine is where all your rib cage is attached. So it's not going to move that much. Let the movements be small and it will start to loosen up like the Tin Man as you go along. Okay, and then we'll continue with some more, little bit more yang style before we do the other style, the other side yin, and then we'll move on to the yang portion of the class, okay? I know you guys are flexible. So you're going to release your legs, and this will just get the chi flowing a little bit more too. And you're going to come onto all fours, put that second block on top of the first one, and it's going to go pretty much underneath where, so if you were to come on all fours, it's going to go underneath where your knee, your right knee would have been, okay? So you're going to reach your right leg up and then touch it down on the block. Okay, reach it up, touch it down on the block. So yang movements are muscular contractions. So now we're moving up to the level of the muscle. And you're working your glutes now. And then we're gonna tip it behind and up. Behind and up. Behind and up. And then let's just take these two blocks forward. Sit back on your heels and put your wrists in front, flex and extend. Okay, and then we'll go over to the other side, and you probably only need one block for that. And this time, if you're on your back, you're going to cross your left leg over your right for figure four, or you're going to cross your left leg over your right and sit down on that block again. And we'll do that long hold again for cow's face. Do you know what? My knee's not happy on this side. You gotta find that appropriate edge, right? That's better. Much better. I don't know, where are we? Elk Lake? Beaver Lake. Beaver Lake. Okay. All right. So when we're talking about the yang portion of the class, so the yin portion of the class can either create a relaxation response or it can gather yang energy. Now, on the other hand, when you start into that more yang style, which we've actually started to transition into as we get
towards the latter end of this cow's face pose or shoelace, it's called in yin. This can lead to, when done appropriately, a sense of calm. You know, when you do a really kind of active hatha yoga class or a flow class, and you get to the end and the teacher says it's time for shavasana, you can get to that place when it's taught appropriately, and you can get to a really calm place at the end. So sometimes a yang output can potentially be transformed into a yin experience. So for example, one thing I've noticed is that Tim and I have been going out on daily walks. And so that's a yang moving experience. And I would say both of us have been sleeping much better. Would that be true for you too, Tim? Yeah. So that yang experience is leading to better yin sleeping at night. So that's another example of yang leading to good yin. So we need both, is the point. And then I think the point I'm trying to make is that you can't just have this continual expansion of yang. You have to have the yin and the yang transforming into the yin, and the yin transforming into the yang. And that's probably why practices like this are so nurturing and fulfilling. Because we get the both, the yang turning in the yin turning into the yang. So we'll just stay in the stillness of the cow's face pose for about another minute, and then we'll start to add a little bit of a yang element to it with some movement in the thoracic spine. Okay, so let's just interlace your fingers on top of your head. Inhale, lengthen up tall through your spine. Exhale, you're going to side bend. Inhale, center. Exhale, side bend. Inhale, center. Okay, and then that thoracic rotation, remembering that it's a small movement and we're not going to force it. Let yourself be like the Tin Man and slowly oil it so that it gradually starts to lubricate and warm up. So that's that, how muscles work. Okay, and then we're going to release that, and we're going to do the lower body yang portion now. So release the legs, and we'll stack up the blocks. And we're going to take one block, your other block, and place it on top of the first block, and it will go right underneath where your left knee would go. This is like I'm on a hill. Okay, so reach your left knee up and then touch it down. Up, touch it down. And then we'll reach behind and touch back. And then bring your blocks in front and just sit back and flex and extend your wrists. And then you can put your blocks off to the side. Come on to all fours. And you're gonna exhale round, inhale arch, exhale round, inhale arch. And come over to the side. And other side. And come back to the center. Spread your fingers wide. Tuck your toes under. Reach your hips up. Come into downward facing dog. And then look forward. You're going to walk your feet in and come up to standing. Okay, from standing, we are going to be using our strap now. I'm just going to take your strap. What I did was I just got rid of the loop. I tightened it all so that, because that's going to annoy you, trust me. You're going to stand at the top of your mat or wherever you want. Top is probably good. And you're going to take your arms overhead, and you want them in a bit of a V, so a little bit wider than your shoulders. It's probably helpful if I face you for a little bit. And you're going to exhale, side bend, inhale, center. Exhale, side bend, inhale, center. Okay, and then you're just going to rotate and rotate. So try to keep your hip bones facing front as you rotate. So again, it's like what we warmed up in the cow's face pose. And you're doing it from standing. Removing the thoracic spine here. Okay, I'm just going to give your shoulders a little break. Okay, maybe just wiggle it out a little bit. Get the blood flow back to your hands. So we're going to add the next balanced part of the challenge. Next part of the challenge is to add a little bit of balance. So you could just stay standing in Tadasana if you wanted, or just go into squat and stay in squat. So we're going to inhale, take your arms overhead. You're going to exhale, squat. Inhale up and rotate towards your knee. Okay? Inhale, squat. Exhale, rotate towards your knee. Inhale, squat. Exhale, rotate towards your knee. Okay, and now we're gonna side bend towards our knee. So we're gonna inhale, squat, exhale, side bend towards the knee. Inhale, squat, exhale, side bend towards the knee. Okay, we'll just bring your arms down, give them a little break again. Feels good for a while, you're getting a good stretch, and then you need to give them a little break. And I need to pull up my pants because this bike pack keeps pulling them right down. Okay. Now we're going to do something similar in Warrior One. So take a step back with your left foot. And we're going to take the arc those arms up in the V again. Exhale, side bend. Inhale, center. Exhale, side bend. Inhale, center. So this should feel really good because this part of your body probably is kind of stagnant from sitting in chairs and hanging over your smartphone and computers. And then how about we step up, give our arms a break, shake it out. And then we'll step back with the other foot for Warrior One. Inhale, arc our arms up, and we'll do rotation. And then we'll step forward, lower your arms down, do the little shake out, and we're gonna come all the way down now and come right back down onto your belly. Maybe come through plank. You're gonna come down onto your belly. And from here, you're going to do a little variation on locust. So you're going to take your arms, your palms face down by the side of your body in the shape of an A. So if you're going to make a capital A, roll your shoulders back and up. Lift your arms up into an A. And then bring them up into a T. Bring them all the way up into a Y. And then W. And then you can lower them down. Okay, let's do that again. Roll your shoulders back and up. Lift your arms up into an A. Up into a T. All the way up into a Y, and down into a W, and then lower them down. And then make your body into an X. You're gonna, not too ambitious of an X, just a skinny X. Let's tall X. And then you're going to reach your right leg long off the ground and cross it over your body. And then come back to the center. I think that was hard just for me because it was up a hill. And then other side, reach and cross over your body. And then come back to the center, and then you're going to lie on your back, and we'll take Shavasana. So if you have any low back injuries, you're going to lie with your knees bent and your feet flat on the floor. It can be nice to take your knees towards one another. Take your hands on your belly. And you're going to rest here to receive your practice. Okay, so continue to rest back here in Shavasana to receive your practice. And I'm going to sit up and read you a poem to close out your Shavasana. This poem is called "This Is What the Earth Bequeathed Us" by Gregory Orr. This is what the earth bequeathed us. This earth that beloved left and leaving left to us. No other world but this one, willows and the river and the factory with its black smokestacks. No other shore, only this bank on which the living gather. No meaning but what we find here, no purpose but what we make. That and the beloved's clear instructions. Turn me into song, sing me and awake.
Yeah. It's good that I sat down when I did.
So I want to acknowledge you for taking the time to nourish your yin and for stoking your yang fires with your yoga practice today. So when you're ready, you can start to wiggle your fingers and your toes. You can start to wiggle and stretch out. And you can start to slowly make your way onto your right side. Pause and take a moment there. And then you can slowly make your way up to seated. And we'll close out the practice by gathering the fruits of our practice first into ourselves and then offering them out into the world with our mudra mantra series. Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu. Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu. Loka samasta sukhino bhavantu. May all beings be happy and free. May the thoughts, words, and actions of my own life contribute in some way to the happiness and freedom for all. So give yourself a thumbs up for making it all the way to the end of this class. And we'd love it if you liked this class and shared it with two friends. That would be amazing. And I want to thank Paige and Jane, Carla, Maura, Cornelia, Donna S., Donna P. Donna's are very generous people. Sean, Anise, for your donations. And a very special thanks to our good friend Michael from our videographers group here in Victoria, who donated his time today and his slider when he came. So this footage looks good, and this is his secret location too. So thank you, pardon? Yeah, you'll get to see it again too, because he also volunteered his time for episode 500, which we've already filmed. And so thank you so much, Michael. And we're sending you much love from beautiful British Columbia. May your joy be as deep as our Pacific Ocean. May you be as rooted as the old growth trees in our forests. And may you be as strong as our mountains. Om Shanti. Namaste.